Your next performer tonight, according to his intro, he is an info slut and bite herder. Currently working as a lower tier contractor slave for Microsoft. Some of you are as well, aren't you? Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the very funny Dan Sullivan. Dan Sullivan!
I've got to get this adjusted. I don't know if I can adjust it. That wasn't a joke.
So, John, thank you for warming up the crowd. You guys are warm. I can feel the love. There's a lot of love out there. Not so much over here. I'm feeling a little bit of hate over... Well, no, there's love over here. There might be some love... Well, there's love everywhere, right? And I love all of you. I do. I mean, I probably hate some of you. I probably do hate some of you, but I love you all, and I hate you. And it's important to understand that, because I love you. Well, anyways, on the topic of hate and love, I was at my family reunion recently. And my sister was hosting a family reunion on Kameno Island, and her cabin was up on a hill. And it was about a half a mile walk down to the beach, so the cabin's way up here. This isn't working. The cabin is way up here, and the beach is way down here, and going downhill was really okay. It wasn't so bad. Walking uphill after, you know, 7 or 8 beers wasn't so easy. I got back up to the top of the hill, and one of my sisters looked at me and said, "Dan, you look really fit. You look like you're in good shape." And my sisters do that a lot. And I don't know if you guys have sisters. I have 6 of them. Yeah, that's right. I did something. I don't know what I did in that former life, but I did something. But needless to say, my sisters do that to me all the time. They say, "Dan, you look really fit. You look like you're in good shape." And I think to myself, because I want to give them the benefit of the doubt, right? They say I look like I'm in good shape. And you know, after I ponder it for a moment, I realize, you know, round is a shape. And I feel like I've done good by that shape. On the topic of that sort of shape, I was meeting with my doctor a while back for my annual physical, and he wasn't being all nice like my sisters sort of do. He was being like, "Dan, we need to talk." So I had my physical, I had all the tests, and he went over the tests, and he said, "Dan, your blood pressure is 300 over 2. So my systolic was 300, and that's the compression, and my diastolic was 2, and that's when you have a pause. And he said, "Dan, we recorded the sounds that your heart makes. And Dan, it's your systolic sounds like a sledgehammer hitting an anvil." I know, that's pretty bad. "Your diastolic sounds like a bagpipe player warming up." Have you ever heard that? If you've never heard of bagpipe, we always hear the bagpipe players after they've warmed up. Have you ever heard a bagpipe player warm up? Anyone? Anyone ever heard? It's like listening to 3 million cats being tortured at once. So it's pretty horrible. So he said, "Dan, you don't have any calcium deposits." And that's like, good news! Good news, no calcium deposits! He said, "Dan, you have stalactites." Now, for those of you that didn't watch Scooby-Doo growing up, the stalactites are those pointy things that hang from the ceiling of the cave. And every once in a while, at least in my version of Scooby-Doo, they would fall down and they would impale Scooby-Doo or someone else. But the point is, and I'm getting to a point here, he said, "Dan, you gotta be careful. One of those things is gonna fall and go right through your heart and kill you." But I figured there's gotta be good news. So he said, "Dan, your sperm count. Have you had a vasectomy?" And I said, no, sir. "I've never had a vasectomy." He said, "Well, we can't detect any living sperm." I said, "Well, there's the good news." At least for some people. Anyways, I should exercise more. I drive to work. I shouldn't drive to work. I should take the bus. I drive to work. I should bicycle. If I can get in shape, the bicycle, but I don't. And driving to work, you know, when I'm driving to work, I get stuck in traffic, and I'm sitting there in traffic, you know, because basically we've got these green lanes, and they're very, very environmentally safe. I drive to work at South Lake Union, and we have the green lanes, and they let the bicyclists, all 12 of them, you know, use the roads, and the rest of us are parked, you know, emitting fumes, and that's very, very green. But I'm sitting there, and it's like, I have a crappy car. And on my passenger side, going by, shwing, 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 are the bicyclists. Not that often. Not with any real great frequency. Just enough to piss me off, but not enough to justify the green lanes. So anyways, I have a dream. And it really isn't a Martin Luther King dream. It's a freaking Charlie Manson dream. I have a dream of building a device. It'd be about, you know, yay big. It would hold 5 to 10 pieces of rebar. Everyone know what rebar is? Oh, you know what rebar is. And it would have a button attached to it on a little extension cord strapped to the steering wheel. And I would be able to push the button and fire rebar out the passenger side towards a bike going by. Listen, it's harder than you think. It is. You're talking about the physics of the universe. Needless to say, I allow for probability because there's justice in likelihood. I'm not going to hit the bike every single time, but I might. Anyways, I get a little angry in traffic, and I get to work. And, you know, I have a ritual. It involves taking advantage of the large stall at the men's bathroom when I get to work. It sounds trivial. Listen, when you get older, these things mean, so the large stall's nice, a lot of space. It makes me feel like a human being. And so I take advantage of the large stall, but I'm a good Samaritan. I figured out a trick. I don't know if I should patent this as a process. I'm really not sure if it can be patented as a process. But the truth is, I emit things from my body that are horrible. Horrible! Green fumes. Taco time, Taco Del Mar debris. But I figured out a trick, and it only works with toilets not approved by Al Gore, which means toilets that work. Needless to say, I figured out a trick. If you time it just right, and you're sitting there, and you push that flusher right when you're about to, you know, release that stuff, you can both hide the noise, you know what I'm talking about. Well, maybe you don't. You all look pretty healthy. But you can hide the noise, and since it's a good toilet, it has just enough water pressure to suck down those horrible vaporous fumes, those disgusting vaporous fumes that sometimes build up. I'm just saying. I'm speaking for myself. I don't have long to live. So I'm a good Samaritan. I flush that toilet, I make the right decision, and I protect the people next door. That's the right thing to do. Because I love people. I mean, I feel like I was sent here to planet Earth, because I love people, I love the people of planet Earth, and I'm just here to share that love. And that's the thought I'm gonna leave you guys with tonight. I realize that this is a complicated topic, love, but as you're going home tonight, as you're driving home, I want you to think I'm behind you, maybe 200 or 300 feet behind you in a crappy Chevy Prism. I'm there, driving behind you on the way home, just in spirit, not necessarily in reality. And when you get home, I'll be parked somewhere, maybe 2 or 3 miles away, who knows, maybe only a quarter of a mile away, behind the Jones' SUV. I'll be sharpening the Skinner knife my wife got me on our honeymoon. Yes, it's that kind of a marriage. And I'll be thinking about you, and thinking about the love, because that's what we were sent here for. Peace.